the reason why you would slip into a parallel world is, you know, it's how you get what, you know, what your desires are. And, but it hadn't hit me yet until I got to the infinity part. When she was asking, well, how many parallel worlds are there? And I said, well, and I was saying, well, there, it's, you can't put a number on it. It's infinity. I mean, there's just an unlimited number of them. There is no limit to how many worlds there are. Mm-hmm. And then that got me to thinking was, well, you know what? That's what's going on. Is sometimes we're slipping into these parallel worlds and we don't even know it. And the only reason that we would know it at all is because of these anomalies that we notice. That's telling us, you know, well, you've either, you know, you came or went or somewhere, you slipped into a parallel world because of something was different. So that's what it is. It's how your non-physical is lining up your desires. It's how it's manifesting what you want into your world, because it's like when you think, you have a thought, whatever your desire is, you have a thought, you see it in your mind, and then you let your non-physical sync it up. And what I'm saying is what happening is your non-physical is slipping you into the world where that desire syncs up and shows up in your now. It's like, let's say you're in this world and you have a desire. But, you know, you might say in your mind, well, there's all these obstacles or rules or whatever, why you can't have it or why you can't get there, because, well, that just won't work because, you know, this has to happen, that has to happen, and there's all this stuff that has to take place for me to get what it is I want. But what happens is when you have the desire and then you see it in your mind and then you let your non-physical take care of it, well, that's how it syncs everything up, is because it slips you into the world where everything just works out the way it's supposed to.
And then you have what you want.
Yeah, whereas the world you came from, you may not have been able to get there in the world that you came from, but because you're the creator of your universe and there's an infinite amount of worlds that you can go to, well, that's how you can do, be, or have anything that you want, anything that you desire. Because whatever it is you desire, your non-physical syncs it up and slips you right into that world. And that world may be exactly like this one, other than, you know, and that's how you know you went from one world to another, is because of these anomalies, that you notice. And sometimes these anomalies are just subtle. And I think that's the way it has to be in the beginning. They have to be subtle. That way it doesn't offend your mind.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get fucked up and shocked about it. The anomalies are, these subtle anomalies, after a while your mind desensitizes from it to where they're not anomalies anymore. It's just normal. And the anomalies are still happening, but it's just normal for you. And then you go to the next level, the next profoundness of these anomalies. It's like the next time you notice an anomaly, it's like fucking profound compared to these subtle ones you were experiencing before.